You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Participating in the From Conflict to Communion, Together in Hope event in the Malmö Arena is Monsignor Hector Fabio Henao, Director of Caritas Colombia and a member of the Caritas Internationalis Colombia Working Group, which is committed to ensuring the Colombian peace process stays on track. During the ecumenical event, all those present will pledge to leave conflict behind and work to put a compassionate and loving service in action. Monsignor Henao told Philippa Hitchin how Catholics and Lutherans have been working together to bring peace to Colombia.
You're one of the witnesses here at the event in the Malmö Arena, talking about the ways in which Catholics and Lutherans have been working together to bring peace to Colombia. Explain to us how this works.
Caritas and the Lutheran World Federation, we have been working since many years ago in two regions in Colombia. One in the department of Chocó, which is in the Pacific coast, and the other one in the borders with Venezuela, in the department of Arauca. What we do together in those regions is to support the victims, or in particular the organizations. One of them is the survivors of the landmines, which is a very important organization, and the other one is our organization of women, regional women. But in general, we are planning to have a common strategy to work together more in the future, as we have a very good experience on that. The result is that the organization is very strong nowadays, and they are very well connected to the rest of the organization working on peace and reconciliation, and giving a very good contribution to the peace process in Colombia nowadays, which is in a very important moment.
As you say, it's a very delicate moment. There were high hopes until the referendum, which rejected the conditions of the peace agreement. What are your hopes for these next steps?
Well, nowadays the government is trying to have conversations with the parties who are against the agreement. I mean, after the referendum, a new conversation started. There will be another agreement with the FARC. It is building now in a very fast way. But on the other hand, it's very important to have a national consensus with the parties which are on the position to agreement. And the conversations are going on very well. They had the first conversations last week on Saturday, and they reached an agreement in one particular point on the rural reform. For the rest, which are difficult, related to justice, etc., the conversation will take place this week. It's very urgent to finish these conversations and to really reach an agreement between the government and the opposition, the other political parties, in order to close the final agreement with FARC very soon.
Pope Francis has followed very closely. It's a peace process particularly close to his own heart. What influence has he had in pushing for reconciliation there?
Well, the role of the Pope has been very, very important. In my opinion, he pushed in a very good way the peace process. He accompanied the process, and he's very close to the negotiation. That means the Pope had done a extremely important contribution for the reconciliation process in Colombia. And his message is to insist that we must lose this opportunity for peace in Colombia that has reached the most remote communities in the country. That has been quite important for the people. It's clear that the Pope and the Church support all the efforts in favor of peace in Colombia, and the Church is very committed for reconciliation.
That was Monsignor Hector Fabio Henao, Director of Caritas Colombia and a member of the Caritas Internationalis Colombia Working Group.